Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Well, hello everybody again. I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we're having there for a few seconds. I am Colette Marshall and I'm sitting in for Rob Cowie and Chris Malta. I believe we have Kelby Woodard on the line from Trade Innovations. Are you there, Kelby?
I am. Good afternoon.
Wonderful to have you on the line. Good afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, I do apologize there for the technical difficulties. We'll have to make sure that we have you on the show again so we can get into all the detail that I know you have lots of wonderful stuff to discuss today.
Well, that would be great.
Well, we'll definitely make sure that happens for you. You know, for our listeners who are still listening in, we are taking a closer look at importing liability and how to protect your e-biz with Kelby Woodard. He is the principal of TradeInnovations.com. Let's get straight to it, Kelby. You know, importer's liability. What is that? What are the things that we need to know as online sellers when we're going to get into selling online?
Okay.
Importing.
Of course, anytime you're selling anything in the United States, there is a liability associated with that. You need to make sure that it's product that conforms to what you're selling and that it conforms to all U.S. regulations for domestic sales. But when you add the factor of importing, it becomes ever more complex because you've got issues with identifying the right people to source that product from overseas. And while that geographic distance may seem smaller in today's internet world, it still can be pretty great when it comes to cultural differences and understandings. So sometimes when you're talking to an overseas manufacturer for a product, what you think is generally understood by them and by you may not actually be well understood. And so there's a lot of cultural and communication errors that can occur during that sourcing process, which is why it's important, one, to either visit that particular location, whether it's in China or wherever it may be around the world, to gain that personal relationship, or to use somebody here domestically that you trust. They can do that for you, a company or a consulting firm that can do some of that legwork for you. So when you look at the liability aspect of it and why it's more difficult from imports, you have to add the customs liability. So while you're bringing that shipment into the United States, you have to make sure that all the regulations of imports are being followed. So as you, I'm sure everybody is aware of, there's an increased focus by the U.S. government on regulations for importing, primarily because of the quality assurance issues we've seen out of China, as well as some of the food security scares we've seen. So that added complexity just adds one more layer of liability into your product when you do import.
And it's not only China. You know, the media definitely talks about China all the time, especially with the upcoming Olympics. We're going to hear China even more than we hear it today. There's many other countries that are actually more critical than more regulations than China that you just need to be aware of.
That's correct. China is just the big gorilla. They're easy to pick on. That's right.
So now what – I've heard this term quite a lot, informed compliance.
Right.
What does that mean or what does that refer to?
It actually is a term that's in language that Congress passed back in 1992 called the MOD Act, and it's the Modernization Act for the U.S. Customs Service. And what it required was it changed dramatically the way product is imported into the United States, whereas traditionally before that time, your customs broker actually handled the entire process and was responsible for that import. That changed with the MOD Act. And the MOD Act had two different key pieces to it. One of them is informed compliance. By informed compliance, it means that the U.S. government will make sure that they have all of the knowledge necessary, either by website, by publications, for an importer to understand how to be compliant with U.S. laws and regulations regarding imports. In exchange for that, that means that a U.S. importer is now fully liable for any misunderstanding of those regulations or any time that they violate those regulations. So that can be up and including to jail time for an importer who fails to follow the proper regulations if the U.S. government finds that fraud is the case in that particular import.
The ultimate responsibility is on the seller.
That's on the buyer.
Sorry, it's on the buyer.
Correct.
Apologize. My wording was incorrect there. but on the buyer. I mean, that the ultimate responsibility is on the buyer. And you can use a lot of different services in between, but the ultimate responsibility comes to you being the buyer.
Correct.
It is time for another short break. We have a lot more to talk about with Kelby Woodard when we return. Go to productsourcingshow.com to listen to this month's shows and read written transcripts, link to our podcast, and more. I'm Colette Marshall, and we will be right back with lots more to learn from Kelby Woodard of TradeInnovations.com.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates and, at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's P-A-K-M-A-I-L.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire is teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.